Cool.
Whit Gnome is officially done and dusted. They want it absolutely gone. They want no tourists even making their way there anymore to see the remnants of the ghost town, because it's still a dangerous place with all the asbestos. We have been hunting, Mitch, for 18 months for a Whit Gnome local, a genuine local who lived there, and we have got one this morning.
We've finally got one.
We've got Dean on the line now. Dean, what was it like, mate?
It was a great place to grow up as a kid, you know, sort of, and obviously at that stage there was no TVs or anything like that, because you couldn't get TV reception because of the hills around the outside, so you sort of had to make your own entertainment, so it was pretty good like that. You just did what kids do, you know, play in the dirt, that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, that most of the dirt was full of asbestos, but you get that. So, but out the gorges and that sort of stuff, it was, you know, we always went out there when there's plenty of water and swam out there, and they had the Henry on the Joffrey, which was a like a boating event where everyone built boats and people had bathtubs and all sorts of other sort of things, and we throwing flower bombs and eggs, and so it was a bit of a, you know, race out there sort of thing, which was quite fun.
Now, you were there till you were 9.
Yeah, till I was 9, yeah.
So what years are we talking there?
Well, I was born in 1966, so from there on, 9 years after that. So,
that late 60s, early 70s, and like a great community if you're having good fun like that.
Oh, yeah. It was very close community, you know, a lot of focus around the pub, sort of even when we were growing up, when we were small kids, you know, we'd go to the pub with mum and dad, and, you know, we'd sleep underneath the table sort of thing and carry on, you know, sort of that sort of thing. So, it was the race course used to be a pretty big event too when they had the races on, and unfortunately, like everything out there, they used the tailings for the mine. So the school oval was the tailings for the mine because they didn't have enough water out there constantly to water the grass. The race courses, they used the tailings for the mine. All the roads around Whit Gnome, they used the tailings for the mine. So, and the sad thing is that the mine was actually closed in 1966. Because the government, you know, realised that it was a problem. They probably knew that before that with the asbestos dust, but they never kicked people out of Whit Gnome, even though there was that much asbestos around Whit Gnome. That happened. So, which is a shame because there's a lot of people that are exposed to asbestos that have died from it. You know, my mum died from a mesothelioma. So it was sort of, a lot of people were basically, like myself, I sort of figured I was like a baby, born with a ticking time bomb, you know, so I have to get tested every year, every couple of years to see how my lungs are going and that sort of thing, and same with my sister, but there's not much you can do about it, you know, even if you develop mesothelioma, it's really, it's just you enjoy the last years you've got, and that's it. They can't do lung transplants or anything like that, so you got to live life to the fullest, and my motto is eat sweets first, because you never know how long you're going to be here for, so.
Well, it is a very complex and at times very sad history in regards to Whit Gnome and a lot of the Northwest with asbestos. But Dan, it's good to hear that you, as a local from Whit Gnome, that you did have a great community and, from the sounds of it, just a great childhood.
Yeah. No, it was people say, oh, but you know, Whit Gnome's such a bad place. But growing up as a kid, we had a ball. You know, I had a great time, enjoyed it. I still call it home, even though they try to wipe it off the map, you know. So for a long time there, you couldn't put it as your birthplace as Whit Gnome because folks would book wouldn't accept it. But they seem to accept it now. So, you know, no matter what we do, it'll still be home. And just, the actual colour of the hills, the whole environment around there, you know, the spin effects and that, you know, it's home. Well, I've been up there, you know, a couple of times since, you know, I left, and I still feel it's home when I get up there, so and also I don't think wiping out the town is going to stop people going there.
Dean, thanks so much for giving us a call. You are the first official Whit Gnome local to come on the show, and we will help keep the legend of your town going, regardless if we can ever see it again or not.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear that.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.
All good. Okay, bye.